listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make sure you're at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium this season to see your Cleveland Browns in action at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Don't wait. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. And I'll tell you what, the new video board's up. They are looking unbelievable. It is going to be a new-look stadium in there, a new-look team, new-look coach. Very exciting time to be a Browns fan. Get your tickets now, ClevelandBrowns.com, or call 440-824-3434 today. NFL Equipment Manager of the Year, Brad Mellon, walking by us here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, as he is known to do today. And he's got, you know, kind of the first road trip for the equipment guys as they take everything to Akron, get everybody dressed, kind of a dress rehearsal for the opening road trip out to Detroit. Now, yesterday, Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, spoke with the media and, you know, raised a couple eyebrows with some of his comments on the quarterback competition, and we're going to bring those comments to you here now. First question for Kyle, how do you characterize the quarterback competition?
I don't think one's any further in front than the other. I think they've both done a good job. You know, I think today was our fifth practice, and today was a lot more of a run practice with short yardage, goal line, 4 minute, backed up. But as far as these five practices, it's usually, you know, one day is one guy's ahead of the other. The next day, the other guy does a better job.
And you know what? It's interesting that he frames it that one guy's not ahead of the other. Now, I think Brian Hoyer, given the fact that he has taken every first team rep.
I want to ask you about that, by the way.
And Johnny Manziel has not, would indicate to me that Brian Hoyer is ahead right now. The one thing I'll agree with, though, is that it has been kind of a back and forth in which quarterback has had the better day. I don't think there's been a long stretch where one quarterback has been better than the other. It has been some type of back and forth. But it's tough for me right now to call it a competition, Reg, until I see Johnny Manziel take some first-team reps.
I concur with you. So now the next thing is, do you think there's a little bit of, you and I talk about this a lot, a little bit of gamesmanship going on, you know, with Kyle Shanahan, making sure he's got two quarterbacks that are tweaked, so to speak. In other words, letting them both know that, you know, this is what we expect out of you. We want progression. We want jumps to be made. So we're going to make sure, regardless of what anybody else thinks or what the perception is, that you guys are understanding that every rep you take, every snap you take could be the decider.
Could matter. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good thing because I think a lot of certainly the perception and the feel has been that it's been about kind of pushing Johnny Manziel down a little bit and propping Brian Hoyer up in the sense that, you know, Brian's taking every rep with the ones. Johnny Manziel hasn't taken a first team
not
rep
yet. No.
So it's not a competition to me until you see that.
Do you think tomorrow that'll be some, that's where it changes, that Manziel gets reps with the ones?
It's either going to be tomorrow or I think on Monday, probably more likely. But Kyle Shanahan, the good news is he was asked that very question, Reg. When will Johnny Manziel practice with the first team?
I wish it could be made tomorrow. But like I said earlier, you got a rookie quarterback and you got another quarterback who's, you know, he's really only played in three full NFL games and they're both learning new offenses. So I don't try, when one guy has a bad practice, I don't try to say, all right, he's back, the other guy's way up. It's early for both of them.
That was the question about where the quarterback competition stands and if it could be decided tomorrow. And I think, you know, he wants it to happen that way, that somebody steps up and gets it done, and then he can focus. Because think about the job in front of Kyle Shanahan in the sense that he's going to have to – the offense that's going to be run by Brian Hoyer is going to be significantly different than an offense that would be run by Johnny Manziel. So Kyle Shanahan, I think, as a coordinator, wants to say, hey, I want to get my playbook in order so we can get down to being good week one on the one that we're running.
Well, there's got to be trust and confidence and a belief there. We know that, and we've discussed that quite a bit here in the show. But think about this. I think we all believe, Nathan, whether or not it would come right in week one, and everybody's discussed if Brian Hoyer is the starting quarterback, that there'll be a Johnny Manziel package. I tend to think that that could possibly be in that bye week after the break, although I wouldn't discount it. But let's flip it over the other way, Nathan. Nobody's talked about this, at least not that. I firmly believe if Johnny Manziel is a starter, I'll bet you there's a Brian Hoyer package in the Browns offense for a series of down or two.
I don't think so. I think if Johnny Manziel is the starter, Johnny Manziel is playing the whole time because you want him to get all those reps. I think if Brian Hoyer's the starter, you put in a Johnny Manziel package to make teams scheme for that package.
But don't you think, again, and I'm in complete agreement that, you know, I think I've seen every snap and every rep here in, what, day six. There's no question that Johnny's improved. But Nathan, I got to say, though, I see most of that improvement, as you would expect, outside the pocket. And whether he's waggling or whether he is, you know, on a roll, specifically to his right. And it seems to me, unless you have seen something different, that where on maybe last Sunday and even Monday, he was taking more snaps under center with classic 5 and 7 step drops. And he had balls batted down 3 times. I don't see as much of that with him, though, right now. No. The conventional under center, take the snap, 5, 7 step drop, and throw from the pocket. And would you agree? Now, that's where Brian Hoyer is at his best, with his decisiveness and his accuracy from the pocket. So that's why I say I think there's, again, there's things that both of them do better than the other. But in that one area, I think there's a decided gap. Throwing the football from under center with 5 and 7 step drops from the pocket.
Yeah, I don't know that it'd be ultimately a package, but that's what Johnny needs to work on. That's something he's never really done, and he knows it. And I think it's good. It's good that he's getting those reps. Kyle Shanahan was asked, where does the quarterback competition stand right now?
It's more about both of them just trying to get better. You know, you got a rookie quarterback trying to learn a new offense. You also got another quarterback who, I know he's not a rookie, but it's a new offense for him also. So they're both trying to get their feet wet. They had some through OTAs. Brian's also coming off an ACL, so it's been good to get him in some team drills and stuff. But it's been going well, and I think as it gets going more and more, the competition will get tighter.
And we said, listen, in my mind and your mind, Reg, this is not a competition until Johnny Manziel starts taking first-team reps. You got to see it. It's got to happen.
Completely agree with you.
It hasn't. Kyle Shanahan was asked, when will Manziel practice with the ones?
I think that's a little bit more overrated, personally. You know, I think it's a big deal perception-wise, but you know, just from a coaching standpoint, whether it's the ones or twos, we rotate all our receivers. We rotate all our tight ends. We rotate our backs. So he's getting a lot of work with all those guys.
He is, but he's not getting work with the number one line and the timing that's going to go with that. And for them to get a feel of him behind those guys, what it's like to block for Johnny Manziel, they're not getting those reps. He's not getting those reps. He's also not getting the reps against the number one defense.
Yeah.
And I think it works a couple of ways. First of all, the number two defensive line is significantly better than the number two offensive line. So that's one thing that I think is going to be tough for Johnny right there. Also, the receivers, they are rotating. Receivers, tight ends, backs are rotating. You're not seeing kind of a set one group, a two group, a three group. They are rotating. But on the defensive side, Johnny's not playing against Joe Hayden. Johnny's not playing against the top linebackers. He's not playing against, you know, the Joe Hayden, Justin Gilbert, Buster Screen trio together. He's not playing against Dante Whitner or Gipp on the back end. So if he's going to play in a game, he's going to have to start to get those kind of looks and that kind of experience. So I think it does matter.
Have you noticed, though, that when asked about that, And I tend to agree with you, it does matter as well. Now, a little bit today in red zone and on goal line, there were some of the ones defensively mixed in when Johnny was taking the reps. However, have you noticed, Nathan, that both Mike Pettine and Kyle Shanahan have somewhat downplayed that in saying, well, right now, no, listen, it really doesn't matter whether our twos are on the field or whether our ones are on the field because we're going to evaluate it the same way. And okay, I get that. I get that. That's what you want out there to be put out there. But I do believe that, as you do, I believe that there is a difference about what snaps and what reps you're taking with what units on the football field. And it's got to go deeper than just, as you said, the receivers. That Now, he's taken some reps with Jordan Cameron and Miles Austin and Andrew Hawkins. He has, but mostly with the 2-0 line in front of him. And then he's taken some reps with Ben Tate and Terrence West. But, yes, the coaches want to say that it's not really a big concern right now. It's not a big thing. We're going to evaluate him the same way. Eventually, it's got to come to fruition that it's with those ones.
And it's got to. It's got to be for it to be a competition. You want to see how he reacts to the pressure, how the team reacts to him when they go to start a drill and he goes out and takes the very first rep. That's a situation we have not yet seen occur, and it's going to be very interesting when we certainly do see it. Now, we talked about the receivers a little bit. I think Miles Austin has been a standout. I think Andrew Hawkins has been a standout. I think at times, Anthony Armstrong has looked very good on the outside, the 31-year-old. Taylor Gabriel, who's kind of a mini Andrew Hawkins out there, has looked very good, made some very impressive catches.
Yep.
He has really opened up a lot of eyes, I think. After that, you got veteran Nate Burleson, who had today, I thought, one of his better days.
Yep.
Had some nice catches in the red zone for a touchdown. So it's an interesting group, and Kyle Shanahan was asked how he sees this being played out. Is it a wide receiver by committee?
We expect them all to step up. You know, I expect to be receivers by committee. You know, I rarely go into games and force a ball to a certain player. You know, obviously when you have a guy out there like Josh, you're going to move around and try to get him the ball, but you're not going to force it.
And listen, this is Kyle Shanahan saying, dealing with the reality of the situation that he has been presented with. Because I will tell you this, since it's something that I tracked here, when he has what he would consider to be a legitimate number one receiver in the National Football League, those three times that he's had a legit number one for a full season, they've ranked either first or second in targets. Back in 2008, Andre Johnson saw 170 passes, second in the NFL. 2009, Andre Johnson saw 171 passes, first in the NFL. And last year, Pierre Garçon saw 182 passes, also first in the NFL. All three of those guys, or two guys, but Johnson twice, went over 100 catches in those seasons. Josh Gordon had 159 targets last year for the Browns, but again, 14 games, so right on par with those numbers.
Yep.
But when he's got the guy, he gets the guy
the
ball.
The football.
No
that's,
question.
That's an average in a 16-game season, those numbers you put out.
Over 10.
Of in the 10 to 12 targets per football game. So, you know, hey, of course Kyle's going to say, well, I don't force the football or scheme or game plan to get the football to one receiver. And, of course, that could be very, very key, Nathan, with this Browns system this year, if we're not talking about having number 12 out there, you know, going through his route tree.
Yes.
So, I mean, now you're going to be more want to, yes, spread the football around.
You will.
Yeah.
I will say this. If things continue this way, Miles Austin is going to see a healthy dose of footballs because he seems to be the guy
when
the quarterbacks need to make a
and
play.
And Hawk will, too.
And Hawk will, too. And Cameron,
Cameron will, too. Yeah.
Yes. Those will be kind of the big three there for the Browns if number 12 is not able to play. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Mr. Kevin Jones, ClevelandBrowns.com staff writer, will be in studio with us, talk about his observations from the first week of camp and all the great content he's been producing at ClevelandBrowns.com. And speaking of ClevelandBrowns.com, you can go inside training camp every single day with me, get a video recap of the day's action, player interviews, as well as they're coming off of the practice field, and let you know exactly what happened out in Berea. We also always have Coach Mike Pettine's press conference there. Lots of great stuff to digest, including a special one-on-one. I go one-on-one with a different national football personality or a Cleveland Browns player or coach every single day. Today, look for my one-on-one with Barkevious Mingo, talking about the big leaps he feels like he is making in his second season in the brown and orange. All right, Nathan Zagura, Michael Redguy, we'll be back with you right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.